Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Harlow. Batting second. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The DH, Lee May. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dennis Martinez. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. And now, play ball. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow takes first base on ball four. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harlow. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Harlow steals second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Lockhock moves to second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kelly who is chasing the ball. Hurdle reaches third base with a triple. Lockhock scores. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. the Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paquette moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Paquette moves to third. Brett moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paquette scores. Brett scores. McRae moves to second. It's 4-0, Royals. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a pop-up towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington misplays the ball. That's an error on Washington. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harlow hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 1 in the game. Dower hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Dower reaches second base with a double. Bellinger moves to third. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray juggles the ball. That's an error on Murray. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paquette moves to third. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Paquette, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Paquette steals home. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Harlow, who is chasing the ball. Washington reaches third base with a triple. White goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett takes first base on ball four. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 1 in the game. DeCinces hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first, with Martinez covering, for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. DeCinces settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hurdle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harlow hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Paquette moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bellinger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gale. Murray moves to second. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Murray moves to third. Singleton moves to second. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Murray scores. Singleton moves to third. May moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Royals. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-2 in the game. DeCinces hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kelly. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Martinez covering, for the out. Lockhock moves to third. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Harlow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dower takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Paquette bunts towards the mound. Martinez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Otis moves to second. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Tom Paquette. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Don Stanhouse now pitching. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. Wilson moves to third. White moves to second. It's 7-1, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kelly. Brett reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. White scores. Washington goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett moves to third. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 11-1, Royals. Josie Depp pinch runs for Daryl Porter. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hurdle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Way then now catching. Josie Depp now playing left field. Willie Wilson now playing center field. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Singleton moves to second. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-3 in the game. DeCinces hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Rick Dempsey. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crowley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kiko Garcia now playing shortstop. Elrod Hendricks now catching. John Flynn now pitching. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug Bird now pitching. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Harlow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Harlow reaches second base with a double. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dower hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harlow moves to third. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlow scores. Dower moves to second. It's 11-2, Royals. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Dower moves to third. Murray moves to second. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bird. Dower scores. Murray moves to third. Singleton moves to second. It's 11-3, Royals. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 11, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.